Heidi.
Heidi was a little orphan with pink cheeks and curly brown hair. Her parents died when she was a baby. Her Aunt Data looked after her. When Heidi was 5, Aunt Data left her with her grandfather.
You will live here now, Aunt Data said.
Heidi's grandfather lived on a mountain slope. He was a good carpenter. He lived in a small house that he built. He had 2 goats that gave him milk. The white goat was called Little Swan. The brown goat was called Little Bear. A boy called Peter looked after everyone's goats. He took them up the mountain every day to find good grass to eat. Peter was 11. He lived with his mother and grandmother in a small house on the same mountain as Heidi's grandfather. Every day, Peter came for the goats. Then, he took them up to the good mountain grass. Heidi often went with him. They played and talked together. They were good friends. Heidi loved living with her grandfather. She slept on a soft bed made of hay. She and her grandfather ate goat cheese with bread. She drank warm goat's milk. Heidi didn't have to go to school. She just played with Peter and the goats. She looked at pretty flowers and saw birds flying in the sky. Sometimes she went to visit Peter's grandmother, who was blind. They talked and laughed together. Everyone loved Heidi. But after 3 years, Aunt Data came to take Heidi away.
You must live in the city, she told Heidi. You must play with a sick girl called Clara. She can't walk and needs a friend.
Heidi was very sad to leave. Aunt Data told her,
Hurry, Heidi, pack your things. We must go.
Clara lived in a big mansion in the city. She was 12 years old. She was often tired because she was sick. She sat in a wheelchair because she could not walk. Clara's mother died when she was little. Her father was often away for his work. Miss Rottenmeier, a strict woman, looked after her. Heidi was scared of Miss Rottenmeier. But she liked Clara. Clara was very kind to her. But Heidi often felt lonely. She missed the mountains and her grandfather. She missed Peter and his grandmother. She missed the goats and the mountain flowers. The 2 girls had lessons together. A man came to the house to teach them to read and write. Heidi tried to learn, but it was too difficult. One day, Clara's grandmother came to visit. She gave Heidi a big storybook full of colorful pictures.
You must learn to read, she told Heidi. Then you can read the stories in this book. I will let you keep it.
After that, Heidi learned to read. Months went by, and Heidi started to get very sick because she missed her home. Her cheeks were pale. Her hair wasn't shiny. She couldn't sleep or eat. Sometimes, Heidi walked through the big house at night while she was dreaming.
The people in the house thought Heidi was a ghost. Clara's father called the doctor to help Heidi.
She must go home to the mountains,
the doctor said. Heidi was told to pack her things. She would go back to live with her grandfather. Clara gave Heidi many gifts. She gave her a new coat and hat. She also gave her gifts for Peter's grandmother. The gifts were some soft white bread rolls and a shawl.
Now, Peter's grandmother won't have to eat hard black bread, Heidi said. The shawl will keep her warm on cold days.
I will miss you, said Clara.
Come and visit me, said Heidi. You will love the mountains.
I'll come soon, said Clara. I want to meet your friends.
Heidi was very happy to be home. She helped her grandfather in the house. She played with Little Swan and Little Bear. Heidi visited Peter's blind grandmother again. She gave her the soft white bread rolls to eat. Heidi also read stories to her. Over time, Heidi even taught Peter to read. After that, they went to school together. One day, Clara's doctor came to visit. He told Heidi that Clara was not well.
She will come next spring, the doctor said.
The doctor enjoyed visiting Heidi and her grandfather. He had no family. His daughter had died the year before. Heidi was like his new daughter. Before he left, the doctor said,
I think I will come back to live here with you and your grandfather.
In spring, Clara came to visit Heidi. She slept with Heidi in her bedroom. Every day, Heidi's grandfather gave Clara warm milk from Little Swan to drink. The milk made Clara healthy and strong. Soon, she had pink cheeks like Heidi. But Peter was not happy. Heidi didn't play with him when Clara was there. He was so angry that he pushed Clara's wheelchair down the mountain.
Now, Clara will have to go home,
he thought. The wheelchair broke on the rocks. Peter did not want to break the chair.
Oh no,
he thought.
What have I done?
Then Peter ran away. Clara had no wheelchair.
What will we do?
Asked Heidi.
I feel stronger. I will try to walk, said Clara.
She took a step. Then she took another step. Clara could walk. Not long after that, Clara's father and grandmother came to visit. They were very happy to see her walk.
Thank you, Grandfather.
Thank you, Heidi.
Peter heard about Clara. He came back. He told everyone what he did.
I'm very sorry, he said.
You did something naughty, said Heidi's grandfather. But this time it all worked out. Clara learned to walk because you broke her chair.
Everyone was happy.